that shit up, though. Mm-hmm. Ain't never heard nobody use that, but that's usable. If you know you know, they try to say you was somewhere doing something. When I was in, I was playing PlayStation.
Okay. Well, how about this? If you have on, just a question. If you have a quote-unquote Apple Watch and a iPhone, and that bell system ring, they'll find you with those any of those three things.
Actually, the iPhone, the iWatch is kind of worse. The iWatch is, the thing I ain't like about the iWatch, they know your heartbeat and all that other shit. Like, they make it seem like it's a good thing as an app and all that, but it's really not.
The Apple Watch.
You know what I mean? I think they got them in the phones, too. But
yeah, they do have it in the phones now.
They even with the watches and shit like that. Like, the thing is, they can control certain shit. Like, anybody, I'm old school. Like, if you can't control nothing, somebody else controlling the feed. They say your phone take a picture of you every 4 seconds, every 5 seconds. Enjoy that. Now, I know I got to understand worldwide wise how many people have phones, but they got the money and the space just to have some type of database or AI or some type of defense system just to watch it all the time. Like, you remember Batman movie called?
Mm-hmm.
With the Joker. They basically showed you what they can do. When he made that joint where he tapped into everybody's phone in Gotham trying to find the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And then it mapped the whole everything. Like an ecosystem, like a, you know, like the wells used and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They really got that type of shit going on. Like, if you notice, even though I'm comfortable with it a little bit, but you got to watch what you say in your house, too. If you ever say something, then your echo cut on or something like that.
I don't have an echo.
Well, I got one. I got an echo. What you got on your phone? You got Siri, you got Echo, anything. But it's things that's just basically listening all the time. To make it seem like it's simple, like, what's an activation word? No, it's always listening. It's always listening. So whatever you're saying within range of anything that's up to the internet, that can be voice activated, even your PlayStation can be voice activated if you ain't know that. You can say, cut a PlayStation. It's going to cut off.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's why I'm older people. No, it's already on, honestly, I think, though.
Mm.
I think it's on without you knowing. I think you do better than we got to turn it off.
Mm-hmm. Don't put it in rest mode.
But like I said, not just restrooms, but it's just like, there's so much technology, but with technology, you're losing freedoms, too. Like, when I say privacy, like private. Like, most mistakes niggas make is they take their phone with them and they going to do something stupid.
Mm.
That's how they catch up with a lot of people. Your phone be panging off towers, and that's why you get any, and you, like I said, every time your phone go off or light up for anything, like even messages, like regular bullshit random messages, like even that newsletter thing that's on my phone now, it goes off like every half an hour.
Oh, okay, yeah, it does.
So every time it's alert, like, try to kill the president or something like that and see what happens. They're going to break this shit down. Even your phone track, if you go on your Google Maps, even if you ain't using Google Maps, Google still track everywhere you go.
Oh, okay.
Go to my timeline. All you got to do is go to your maps and go to my timeline. It shows you everywhere you go.
So that's why they said that people are watching, right?
It's always some big brother always watching.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like you can't never do nothing private. Even if you put your phone in airplane mode, it's still the same thing.
Well,
I was just saying, there's so many signals going all around. I mean, with them 5G towers, like, they know exactly where you at. So they're really looking for you, and you ain't really getting too far. You know, on those iPad, I don't know if Android got this, you know, they do. They got the face recognition. You gotta unlock your phone and all that shit, Claude.
Yeah, I know. The iPhone's got it, too.
Android got it, iPhone got it, any camera got it. Like, it picks up on your face, it zero in on it. Like, it ain't hard to find nobody if they really want to. Mm-hmm. The difference, I don't believe they don't use it as much as they can or want to, because then people catch on to it.
And it's also a thing called invasion of privacy.
No, it is. It is invasion of privacy. But compared to what you're doing, it ain't going to make it not seem like it's important.
Yeah.
Like, I had, matter of fact, another funny story. Not about that, though, Mom. But something came across my phone earlier. This guy was smart. He went to a bank. You know, he got the deposit slips.
Mm-hmm.
He took the bank deposit slips and put his own deposit slips in there for his account. And most people just go in there, they just making deposits and all the money was going to his account. But this is what happened. That's the funny thing. When they tried to lock him up for fraud, he beat the case because it was his account. Like it wasn't his fault. It was the bank's fault. So the But listen, for the bank to be petty, though, this is what they did. He beat that case, but then they hit him for tax evasion. They tried to hit him with tax, not paying taxes on the money he got. He said he got a couple million. But the first thing he did was pay off all the taxes, off all the deposits or whatever money he owed, so they couldn't get him. Like, he kind of got away with it. Supposedly.
Well, we had a case today, and it was early. This stopped in Atlantic City. The bank put $100,000 in his account, okay? And he found it in his account, and he spent $35,000, and they locked him up for taking and spending $35,000.
Yeah, I heard something about that. That's saying it came across my phone. Funny thing is, if they take your money, there's nothing you can do about it. Ain't nobody getting in trouble. But if you take, you know, if that happened to you, then I don't know. It's just certain shit you shouldn't get locked up for.
Well, you know it's not your money, so it's somebody's money, so you can't take nobody else's money.
What I would do in that situation, if I looked up and had $100,000 in my account, I'd find one of these scammers to fuck my car up. You know, purposely take my shit, and the first thing I do is report my identity stolen. Mm. But probably with that amount of money, they'll track you down, figure out how you did it.
Well, somebody said if they put that in my account, I'ma tell them I can't see.
Oh yeah, my vision get blurry when there's a lot of zeros in my account, so if they accidentally put something in there, I'm not gonna see it till it's too late.
Nah, they ain't trying all that.
Oh, I know they not gonna hit none of that. But I'm like, well, that's what I'm sticking to, so.
The funny thing about a law, bro, is so many laws that if they ain't got a law that applies to you, they can make something.
I know. They always get they man, they said.
Can you imagine if everybody on this earth knew the law? Mm-hmm. They unpack. Mm-hmm. Like if law was part of school.
Yeah. You gotta pay for that part of school for the law.
No, I'm just saying, but with the law, the Constitution, your rights, oh, that should be free knowledge. I mean, it is free knowledge, but it's the stuff they don't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be in the law that everybody should know the law. Not to the point where everybody got to be a lawyer, but to the point where half the time you go to court, you don't got no idea half the time what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know they're talking about you.
No, it's just about how they word it, though, because they play with words. That's all they do in court. It's playing on words. And then the majority of the people don't understand what they're really saying. It was kind of like they outsmart you without outsmarting you. And they don't tell you. And they also don't tell you exactly what you can do or can't do.
Mm-hmm. They kind of told me, though, when I was in there last time.
Mm. That's why they insist you get a lawyer. And if you're really a lawyer, don't do nothing that you really can't do yourself if you know it.
No, I couldn't do a lot of stuff my lawyer did. He did a great job. I mean, sometimes you need a lawyer.
Due to lack of knowledge, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
If you knew everything your lawyer knew, it would be different.
Yeah, that's why he go to school. He learn and they get them books and they know exactly where to look up what they looking for.
It's just about finding a way out of something and shit, though, to be honest. Mm-hmm. If there's a way into something, it's always kind of some sort of way out of it, most times. But a lot of people do get shit pushed on them. They don't even know that it's unnecessary. That's why, like, most of them federal cases, when they say it's 90%, 90-something percent rate, the whole thing is they want to lock you up, make you spend all your money. as much money as you can to kind of get you broke. And the only thing about it is everybody get paid except for you.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah, they're not going to break their neck and tell you, oh, well, you know you could do this, you know you could do that, this, that, and other, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And now, if society was like that, public defenders was really like lawyers and shit like that, like, if they was breaking their neck for you, it'd be different. But it's a shame that they do that to you, though. Like, even like we've been up at the legal stops and shit like that, though. You ever see them Jones on Instagram and Facebook when them people be talking back to the cops and telling
them? Oh, yeah, I see that all the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You try that shit on 20 Second Street.
I'm good, man. I ain't never want to play them like that. I know how they react. I don't even know where them cops they was talking to came from.
No, but it's just a different the way they treat shit, though. But it's kind of, I'm not going to say it's racist or nothing like that, though. But they do be getting checked. And I never really seen, I seen somebody do it before and get away with it at the same time. But it's not like I see on like the ones that be posting.
Well, is it worth it to do it and not get away with it, or is it worth
it? Once you know something, you can't unknow it. So when you know somebody doing something wrong to you, you say it to them, and you know it's their job, and they know they're supposed to know this. This is another thing. Half the cops don't know the law. They know what they can charge you with.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's why the more you talk to a cop, the more information you give them, the more ways they can try to find ways to push it down on you.
That's why they said...
Yeah,
the more you say, it could be who's against you in the court of law. Whatever you say can and will be used against you in the court of law.
Yeah, so
that's why they tell you shut up.
And yeah, wait for your lawyer. Yeah. You gotta tell me more than once. I'm gonna shut up.
But 9 out of 10 times, generally people that think they're not in the wrong gonna say something.
I'm gonna shut up because I know sometimes I be in the wrong. So I mean, so, you know,
Claude, me and you going to Walmart. We come out of Walmart. They run down on us and say we stole something.
Is this a hypothetical?
It's hypothetical. I'm just saying. Okay, man, you come out of Walmart, you know, you take me to Walmart.
So they're accusing me of stealing something.
Or Walmart, but like, does Walmart have a hell of a sale? We both go, we both get a PlayStation 5, big screens, you know, like a Black Friday situation. Mm-hmm. But then the cops pull us over and say, oh, well, we suspected of stealing from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to basically say, listen, I was like, everything on my bag. Here go,
Let me say it like this. If we didn't steal nothing and they did that to us, that's defamation of character and we could sue them. So.
Don't get it wrong, but at the same time, as soon as we get in that car and they pull the car over, now they can search the car for anything. They're not searching the car. And when you search the car, if they search the car, they're looking for anything that they can use against you. Any single thing. It ain't got nothing to do with what they pulled you over for or for the reason they stopped you. But that's their first attack. Oh, what you got in the car?
Nothing that I'm supposed to have. That's always.
But as soon as you answer that question, you're giving them doubt. Because then they got a chance to get a reason to contradict you. Like, I seen a bull one time, he got pulled over. He just ain't saying nothing. He just was looking at the cop. Cop kept saying shit to him. He just kept looking at the cop. He ain't respond at all. He ain't lose his clue. He wasn't moving around or nothing. So the cop kept trying to bait him, man, saying stuff to him. I said, what you deaf? What you mute? And then the cops got frustrated, so I'm having a good day. Okay, but this was fucking up. He said you too, and they pulled off, so they pulled him over again.
Damn.
I don't know what happened today.
You can't lock
somebody up and refusing to say something to you.
Yeah, yes, you can. If they ask you for your driver's license or insurance, you gotta say something.
No, you don't. The thing they supposed to, this is what you're supposed to say. When the cop pulls you over, you're supposed to say, why did you pull me over? What's the reason for pulling me over? Else, you was speeding, or you signaled, you improper signaling, you was driving too slow, you was driving too fast. It's just a way to keep a conversation. Most people is defensive. 99% of people on this earth is defensive. They're going to defend themselves as best they can, especially when they think they ain't do nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if I was like, they not even really supposed to be able to check anybody in your car besides the driver, because they pull the driver. Like, I remember back in the day, they always used to tell us to act like, you know, go to sleep. Act like you sleep. So when the cop walk up, they tap the glass, blah, blah, blah. Then they'll get frustrated. They're like, why he ain't woke? Now, if you sleep, they can't ask you nothing. Because, like, this, imagine you had a kid. They ain't going to ID the baby, is it? Me, you, and the baby in the car. They're not going to ID the baby, is it?
Mm-mm.
Babies ain't got no fucking IDs.
No, they don't.
Somebody got.
Well, all they gonna do is cry.
They not gonna ID the dog. They gonna check the dog tags. Oh, your dog stolen. Or your dog wanted for this or something. I mean, they just get petty. That's why it's best is to avoid them at all time, at all costs, to be honest. But they do. I mean, it's a practice to violate your rights. But if you don't know what your rights is, then they don't. You know what I mean? You think they gonna not take advantage of it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think a bully not gonna bully somebody because they know they wrong? They ain't gonna say, oh, I'm wrong, I'm gonna stop bullying. They ain't gonna do all that. And then they ain't got no real discrepancies. Like, they don't really give a fuck. All they gotta do is lock people up. They call them peacekeepers, but it's kind of oxymoron. It's the opposite of that. They're there to find something wrong. And they do profile, depending on what you look like, whatever. And then any cop like this, if a cop pulls up to us and they say, I smell weed, where's my cologne?
Yeah,
that's your phone.
That's my cologne. You can say it's my cologne, my airport.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, they can find any reason. You can't. How you gonna tell somebody what they smelling or not smelling? You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. I could be smoking a cigarette and they can say they smell weed or smell like marijuana in there. This, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
That's why they usually ask you like a warm up question to get you talking. Because as soon as you start talking, it's like, bro, where you coming from? Mom, what the fuck are y'all doing in it?
Yeah, I don't argue with them cats too much.
It ain't really about arguing with them, but it's just about the way they work. Or the way the system works, people don't know it. That's what I meant by if they told everybody this stuff in school, like if they had this in school, like if you had a law class, it'd be different. Like, if it was a regular class, like, it was just, like, math, science, social. Like, that should be part of social studies, to be honest.
Mm.
The laws would definitely be part of social study.
Mm. Like, they do
and I ain't talking about.
They
gave you a warm-up about it with the, teaching you the basics of the government, you know, branches and all that shit. But, I mean, they said literally for the common person, and especially, like, black schools and shit like that, so minority schools, they should basically always tell you about this happened, that happened, so you should handle this, this, that, and other. People be paying attention to that shit. Niggas be having A's in that class like a mother. You know it. You can't do this, you can't do that, this, that, and the other.
Yeah. That's true.
Matter of fact, you know, funny, one more thing about the cops. It was something across that off that newsletter thing that she sent me. They in Finland or somewhere, the crime dropped so low that they start closing down police stations.
I bet they did.
Yeah, and they closed down prisons and stuff, like because they got the system where you go right back to work. I mean, where you could do your bid in society due to their lack of violence and like violent crimes and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So they ain't really got no excuse to sit there and just lock a bunch of people up.
You shouldn't be doing that here.
Yeah. I mean, well, the thing to make it ignorant is, see, they still go by the old rules. Like, when you get locked up, the process takes way too fucking long, especially with everything electronic now and information. And they hold you for so long. And the bell. But it's also people who understand, when you pay a bell, you can't get that money back until, I think, 60 days. After the end of the case, and then they also still take 30% of your money. Whatever you paid your bell, whatever your bell was, if your bell was $10,000, you're only getting $7,000 back, whoever paid the bell. Plus, they put all that money in an account any fucking way that they draw money, they draw interest on and shit like that.
Mm.
And then they'd be doing smart shit too, though, like cost and fines and all that other shit. They'd put you in the books, like they'd make you pay for going to court. But if you beat the case, you ain't got to pay for shit.
Oh, okay.
That's another word, quick reason for everybody to give you a deal. Oh, we're going to give you a deal. So that's the first thing they do. They give you a deal. Oh, we're going to offer you a deal. Oh, well, we're going to give you this deal. Take this deal. Most people just take the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people, because they threaten you with more time or more a bigger punishment if you decide to defend yourself.
Yeah. That's
it. Oh, well, you know, first thing they say is, you know, if you lose this case, you know, you could face toward this, that, and the other. yeah, you can get up to this and the other. You'd be like, that's a scare to him. You don't scare me into saying I'm like partially guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Where law should be, and then it also, even the sentences, they go by guidelines. They don't look at your situation. It's not. They look at the bad part of your situation, but not the good parts. Like, if somebody did something stupid, or like somebody would be stealing shit, if I was a judge, if I had the power, I would personally take every case separately. I wouldn't just go about what somebody else said. I would look at their situation and then try to figure out a way to, one, make them face up to the music or whatever they've done. Two, find a way to put them in a situation, like the better. Like, all right, well, not just, I'm talking about kicking up trash and nothing like that, but all right, listen. Especially kids. First time.